Welcome to the Relevance Report, where we explore the relevant stories that are shaping our world today. I'm Brendan Grape, your host this week. On today's show, we talk about the greatest accomplishments from people across the Edmonton area. From firefighters to entrepreneurs, we will explore how they have accomplished their goals and achievements. For years, first responders have been unsung heroes. Firefighters and paramedics have spent years training their bodies and minds to be at their peak health. But when it comes to being recognized for their efforts, they are forgotten. Producer of the Relevance Report, Leanna Breston, talks about the big and little accomplishments of emergency services personnel.
Emergency services people can either be seen as good, bad, or simply not seen at all in the eyes of the public. Yet some of the best and brightest of our province go into the emergency services to give back and support their communities. I spoke with two young professionals in the industry who tell us their greatest accomplishments in their careers so far. Some accomplishments can be on a much grander scale, like Kaya Wall's Firefighter of the Year award back in 2023. While she is still fairly new to the position, her and her family have worked hard to become top members in their county.
Getting through school during COVID was difficult. EMS is like a very hands-on career, so it's a very hands-on education, and doing that through COVID sucked. But what, I'm in my last 2 weeks of school, and so far, it's good. There's a lot of good and bad, like medics out there, people. You know, it's gonna be good and bad in every career. Being able to be like the good is rewarding.
For others, still completing their extensive education can be a form of accomplishment. The COVID-19 pandemic brought out a challenge many of us didn't think we would ever have to face. And those of us that survived the pandemic have accomplished something far greater than we ever thought we could.
Probably getting through school during COVID was difficult. EMS is like a very hands-on career, so it's a very hands-on education, and doing that through COVID sucked. There's a lot of good and bad medics out there, people. You know, it's gonna be good and bad in every career. Like, being able to be like the good is rewarding.
That was Alicia McGill, a student training to be in the emergency medical services. She is currently finishing her practicum, where she will become fully certified to serve Edmontonians in medical situations. Both of these exceptionally bright and dedicated individuals have accomplished great things in the early stages of their career, so it is our job as citizens to not only recognize their presence, but celebrate them. But when it came to talking about the recognition emergency services personnel get, Wall had this to say.
I think it depends on what emergency service you're in. I think some emergency services get the wrong type of recognition. I think some might get too much. I think paramedics are heavily undermined. I don't think they get enough recognition. And I think, you know, a lot of the stuff that emergency service personnel deal with, it's not shown very often. Like, I think certain types of calls or certain types of events are shown, which makes sense. There's too many to go through all the time. But I think a lot of things that come with being in emergency services are overlooked.
Well, Miguel mirrored the sentiment with a well-known phrase.
Fire department is very loved, police are very hated, and nobody knows a medic is literally the saying.
Very often, we see fire trucks, police cars, and ambulances zoom down the street, sirens whirring for cars to move out of the way. Everyone with that sinking feeling that they could be on their way to our house or to our loved ones. We respect the work they do because one day it might be you on the other end of the call.
For our next story, we'll look at big and little achievements. From finishing a difficult video game or graduating university, there is value in every victory. Contributing editor Nathan Leong interviewed a graduating student and a local artist about how you can achieve your dreams no matter where you are in life.
My name is Kyle Burgart. I think academically, like, I'm on my way, I'm like a month and a half away from getting my bachelor's. And so academically, that's like a pretty big achievement for me. I guess like the overarching lesson is that like life goes at its own pace. It's a bachelor's of education, so I'll be a teacher ideally soon. And I had classmates that I graduated with that they were teachers. They've been teachers for 5 years already, and now I'm only just getting into it. And so kind of seeing that just people will go through different paths of life, and they'll have their own timing, and not that you don't need to rush through it, I guess. So I play one video game called Old School RuneScape, and I play on an account where I'm not allowed to trade with other people, and so everything has to be, like, I'm entirely self-sufficient throughout it. And within that game, there's one challenge that most people won't even attempt in their time playing the game, because it's seen as something so difficult. It's called the Inferno, and so it's a wave-based mini game, and you have to fight different enemies, and then every wave is more difficult than the next, and it ends with this big boss fight where you have to get your positioning perfect or almost perfect. Like, you can get lucky, but more often than not, if you're out of position, you will just instantly die. So and I guess part of it is, like, I made it to that final wave a single time and I was able to complete it, so that was pretty exciting. It felt really good, and I got it done in like a week, whereas a lot of people, I think, try it for upwards of a month to be able to do it. But I also put a lot of time into it, so I don't know. Not to say that anything is impossible, and overall, like, as a human being, I don't like thinking that things are too hard or too difficult for me to do. Like, I think everything can be done if you've put enough time and effort into it. But that was really like I was one of those people that was like, yeah, I'm never touching this content, like, will never get this cape. And then one day I was like, well, I have nothing better to do, and I decided to hop in, and yeah, I knocked it out in about a week and a half or something like that.
What is your name?
It's Taryn. Okay, my greatest personal achievement was quitting my last job, because it gave me achievements that I wouldn't have had if I didn't quit the job. Yeah, I was there for 5 years right out of high school, and it was horrible, and it took me so long to quit, and then I did, and then now I've been climbing and painting, and I met my partner who I'm going to marry. So that is, yeah, first achievement, best achievement. Oh, I was in retail. It sucked. From quitting and actually doing something I wanted to do for years, achieving my goal of quitting and doing stuff I really like, which is climbing and art, I learned that even, because I was very comfortable, that's the thing, I was comfortable, so I didn't want to quit, right? I didn't want to lose money, and I was living by myself, but when I quit, it got pretty bad for a second, but then everything was really good, because then I could just do my art and climb, and now my life is better, and I have time to do stuff I want, and I'm going to travel more, so like, I'm not too scared of stuff anymore. It was kind of the scariest thing I've done. And now, greatest achievement, I guess, from painting. I actually make money painting. That's good, which when I was at that other job, it was horrible. it was bad. I didn't paint at all because I never had time. And then when I started having time and I kept painting, I started making money. And now I actually like doing it. So making money, it's not a chore. It's fun. It's good. Yeah. The more you work on stuff, you do get better. Like, a year ago, I was not as good as I am now. And it is crazy to look at a painting you thought was amazing to now. My paintings are, like, even 10 times more amazing. So, yeah. I do have another achievement, though. Finishing Psychonauts. Fully through. It was, like, one of the first games I saw credits. It's very nice to finish a game and not quit halfway through. I don't know. It's a really cool game.
Sometimes people struggle a bit to know what they want to be growing up. Others are more sure of what they want to do. I spoke with young adults about what they have achieved so far in their life.
When we were young, we tend to have a lot of aspirations and dreams of who we will become growing up. The question that adults always ask children, what do you want to be when you grow up? I, for one, had a lot of answers to this question. I wanted to be an astronaut, scientist, pilot, firefighter, and all the possible jobs out there. we tend to slowly get to know ourselves and work hard to get to what we really wanted to be. Every individual is different from one another. These are Cassandra and Jubian, and they will be talking about what they wanted to be when they were young. Let's dive into the early chapter of their life.
So apparently, the first time I attended school, so preschool, I came home and I told my parents I wanted to be a teacher. So I've always wanted to be a teacher.
I remember my mom saying that when I was probably kindergarten, preschool, I always changed whatever I wanted to be. So every day I would be saying that I wanted to be a different thing. But I guess, not really younger, but back in high school, I really wanted to be a music educator.
As they start to write their own life story, they decided to pursue what interests them and try it out.
Because I always knew since I was younger I wanted to be a teacher. The reason behind that would, I guess, be because when I went to school, there was adults there and they were nice and they didn't yell at me all the time. I was like, whoa, teachers are so nice. And so yeah, they inspired me. My own teachers inspired me.
I liked how it made me feel, and I especially loved the community. I'm pretty sure the community was what made me want to become a music educator.
Going to the journey of achieving your dreams is not a walk in the park. Struggles will be met on the path to your goals. However, Cassandra and Juby will share their experiences and how they overcome their struggles.
I would say there's definitely quite a few struggles, like finances. That's a big thing. Money, student loans, they suck, but they're getting me through it. And university level math courses are pretty hard. It's not so much about the numbers anymore, it's about the theory. And I still found it interesting, but doesn't mean I was good at it anymore. And also, I would say my practicums, when I went in and I actually started getting teaching experience for the first time, it was quite scary and challenging in many, many ways. But I'm still growing and I'm still learning, and that's why I'm still a student teacher, but I'm excited for when I can finally have my own classroom.
Definitely the realization between wanting something as a hobby and then making it your career. The whole idea around that is something hard to discover until you actually get through it all and you're actually in that situation.
Let us look into what they have achieved so far in their life and the lessons they have learned from the experience.
I think one of my favorite accomplishments that I've managed to do with music is that when I was younger, I actually worked with a recording studio back in my hometown. They had like a three-day camp of some sorts, and during the three-day camp, I learned how to compose a song, and then they helped me record it in the recording studio, and then they helped me produce it, and then we actually got physical copies of the album from everyone in the camp on those 3 days.
I'd say one of the biggest lessons I've learned from how far I've gotten, how well I've been doing in my practicum and my schooling, which has surprised me, but one of the biggest lessons would be that there's always something to learn, whether it's about math, whether it's about the kids, whether it's about life. There's always something to learn, and there's always room to grow. There's always room to do better, no matter how much you've already done.
When we achieve things in life, we often think, what is next for us? What will be our next challenge? Juby and Cassandra will give us an insight into what is next for them.
She got physical copies of the album from everyone in the camp on those 3 days.
What is the next step for you?
Currently, right now, I'm actually trying to get into the trades. I recently found a company called WBF, which is called Women in Building Futures, and they work with the government of Alberta. And so they produce an apprenticeship program, basically, over, I believe, 17 weeks. And I'm excited to do it, and I don't have to pay money.
Next for me would probably be graduation coming up real soon, and then looking for an actual real teaching job where I can start growing into my own separate kind of teacher, independent, while still relying on others, which is a necessary part of growing too.
People should never stop following their dreams. In order to reach our desired goals, we must work hard for it. It will not be an easy path to pave the way for, but we will continuously find something along the way.
The cliche of follow your dreams and keep trying, because there's always going to be room to improve. You're not going to be perfect no matter how hard you try, no matter how long you've been working at something. So I would just say keep trying, know what your goals are, and work towards them.
Don't be afraid to try things out, because we especially don't know if something we want to do is something we actually want to do forever.
Next, we take a trip to Manchester Square's newest bookstore, The Book Boudoir. Rebecca Branham, contributing editor, talks with the owner about what the romance store means to her.
Manchester Square is welcoming its first bookstore. Located across the hall from the Rhubarb Cafe, The Book Boudoir's atmosphere is warm with the glow of strings of lights, classical music, and cozy rugs. Offering a safe space for women to enjoy their smut and other types of romance, the store celebrated romance by opening on Valentine's Day. Hours before its grand opening, I had the lucky chance to catch an interview with its owner, Kelsey Arlecki, and talk about how The Book Boudoir came to be.
Are you going to want all of these bookmarks in these things, Kelsey?
What made you decide to open a romance bookshop?
I have always been creative in my soul, and I was working in an industry that I just wasn't getting much fulfillment from. Due to COVID, I just really got back into reading. I've always been an avid reader ever since I was a little girl. So then when I started reading again through the pandemic and I joined Book Talk and Bookstagram, I just really saw an amazing community of women, and then I wanted to create a really amazing, excellent, exciting, safe space for people to just come in, read books and talk books and not be worried or embarrassed about it. I've been on the hunt for the perfect location for months. I ended up choosing this one for a variety of different reasons. Obviously, like, readers tend to be a little bit more introverted, so I wanted to make sure I had a space that was really quiet and cozy, a little tucked away, a little tongue-in-cheek, a little private. And then obviously the parking's a huge thing, and I just kind of want to try and liven up Edmonton's downtown. Glass of Red was my original social media name that I was going by. There was a bookshop in Edmonton called Glass Bookshop. I didn't want to infringe on anybody's names, so it just felt right for me to come up with a different name. I also had a very specific vision in mind where I wanted to create like a really moody, broody, boudoir inspired space, and it just made sense to rebrand in that sense. What was the biggest challenge? Let me tell you, we had a huge delay because of these floors. But these floors are so stunning, and they were worth all of the stress and lost time in getting them installed correctly and properly. And I think they just like really add to the space, but these probably caused me at least a 2-week delay. So that was stressful, but we love them, so it's okay. When people started finding out about it through Instagram or TikTok, just seeing the local excitement and support and the love that everybody was showing me was just like so heartwarming. It's made this whole process worth it, and I just hope that people are excited with what I have to offer.
Beautiful. I'm Suzanne Orlecki, and I'm Kelsey's mom, and I'm super proud of her today. She's worked really, really hard on this bookstore. I think it's going to be a fabulous venture, and I really hope all the people come to see it and they take advantage of the boudoir atmosphere. It's super cozy in here, and the vibe is just unbelievable.
The Book Boudoir is a safe space for all, and if you love romance, if you love smut, come on down. I'm happy to talk books. I love giving recommendations. Just know that everybody's welcome here.
Thanks for joining us for the Relevance Report. This week's episode was produced by Liana Bresson, Rebecca Branham, Nathan Leong, and Brendan Grape. The show was edited by Rebecca Branham. The show's supervising producer is Sheena Rossiter. Additional studio supervision by Sasha Stinoivish. This podcast is produced as part of the BCSE 325 Radio News and Documentaries course in the winter 2024 semester. The course is part of the Bachelor Communication Studies program in the Department of Communication at McEwen University. The show was edited and produced out of McEwen Media Production Studio. Our theme music is called Buzzing by Kaylee Lambert. Logo design for this podcast is by Sasha Stinoivish. And I'm Brendan Grape, your host for this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the Relevance Report on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you heard, please leave us a review and rating. It really helps people find the show. Please join us again next week when we report the relevant stories that are shaping our world.